Welcome, everyone, to the Patty Gentile Show. I'm your host, Patty Gentile. And today I have in studio, as I always do with every show, my producer, John Iannuzzi. You want to say hello today?
Pleased to be here. It's finally starting to feel like autumn in the WADK listening area.
Yes. Today is, I have to say, is raw and rainy. And that feels like autumn. The past few days, we've had what would be called the Indian summer temperatures since a weekend in the 80s.
Yeah, that's been felt cool too. Like summer, legit felt like summer. But yeah, we had our first freeze advisory this weekend. So as our listeners are hearing us over the weekend, you know, bring some of those plants in. The freeze is starting to appear in the forecast.
Did you have to do that? Because the one thing I know you're growing is pumpkins.
Well, I've already harvested. So the ones that are out there are kind of small. I hope that they'll make it. But I've already pulled in, I don't know, a dozen.
Fall's my favorite season. And it always has been. But there's just so much going on in fall that I love. The weather and the activities and the smells and the colors, the changing of the leaves and you name it. But one thing I have to mention is, did you watch the Sunday night's game of the Patriots against the Buffalo Bills?
I have to tell you that there is a swagger, and a lot of our listeners here on WADK, including our sports director, Teddy Horn, huge Patriots fans. There's a swagger in the Patriots step now. It was a big win.
It was a huge win. And okay, so this is what I have to fess up to. Number one, born and raised in the Southern Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York. Come from a state that has three NFL football teams, the Jets, the Giants, and the Buffalo Bills. I went to college, undergraduate, out near Rochester, New York, which is probably only an hour and a half drive away from Buffalo. And when I was in college, I worked with a woman at the administration building on campus who, her and her husband had four season tickets. And I got to go to a Buffalo Bills game years ago. I tend to, of the three New York NFL teams, my number one is Buffalo. So now fast forward this and I graduate undergrad and I throw everything in the car and I drive to Boston. Now I'm in Red Sox Nation and I'm in Patriots Nation. And I was a real snob at first because I was like, what? That's not an NFL team, the Patriots. They represent like five states, you know? And I'm a snob that has this one state that has three different teams. I'm like, well, they're not even for one state. They have five states they represent. But long story short, since 1982 that I migrated here, I definitely became a Patriots fan. So watching that game the other night, I enjoyed so much because they're two of my favorite teams. And I have to say, though, I was very happy for the Pats because I can see how that momentum and that swagger would happen as a result of their win. And I'm really glad to see them looking like a good winning team too. We've spent a couple of seasons now watching them kind of stumble over everything, over themselves and being in a losing streaks and et cetera. Of course, now you have the Bills who, my God, what can you say about the Bills? They're at the top of their game for a long time now, which is very exciting because when I went to college, you couldn't even fill that stadium that you see on TV. Oh my God. When I went with my friend to see these games, the only seats that were filled were on each end of the field, the goalpost ends. That's it. There was no seats being filled in between. Just who sat behind the goalposts on each end. So that stadium could look very, very empty.
Incredible what a little bit of winning does, right?
Right.
Both franchises, in Foxborough and in Orchard Park.
Yeah.
And I don't want to nitpick, but the Jets and the Giants play in Jersey.
Yes, they do.
They're in New Jersey, for God's sakes.
I know. That used to bother me too, though, that they did. But it is what it is. So I'm a fan, no doubt. I'm an NFL football fan, have been since I was a kid. John, did you ever bet those football cards where there was college games at the top of it to bet for Saturday and the bottom of the card were the professional football games?
Big, they call them round robin parlays.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
My dad, when I was in grade school as well as junior high and high school, my dad used to bring them home. Somebody used to show up at his shop and deliver these cards, and they were white cards with all these games, and he used to give me a card and tell me to fill out four games. And that's what I did. So I got introduced to those cards very early on in life. And are they still around? Do you know?
Well, it's basically, it's all done on the apps now. So the round robin is a wager that breaks a large series of picks into multiple smaller parlay bets. So like you said, you pick four, you mix them all up, and it increases the odds of, winning compared to a regular parlay. Although the reason that guys like me stick to the regular parlays is because they pay bigger.
This
past weekend, terrible.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. Every weekend can't be a winner, but.
No, a lot of good teams lost.
Well, there's officially no longer an undefeated team in the league now.
That's right.
The Eagles and the Bills.
Already we've gone through five weekends.
Yeah.
And that's usually, from my experience, that's usually around the time when somebody comes in and beats an undefeated team. And look what happened this past weekend with the undefeated teams and those who usually are having the higher record right now, like a 3-1 or something. And coming in.
Just to be clear, we've wrapped up week five, heading into week six. I did want to bring up one quick thing, Patty, and that is that, we shouted out our buddy Bruce Newberry last week, and he heard and he responded. And I wanted to see if you wanted to talk about that pizza. We talked about pride in where you're from and what the greatest slice. And for our listeners here in Newport and on Rhode Island, Bruce Newberry said that Imbroglio's Neapolitan Mother Pizzeria has won an award. So they're considered the best. So if anyone is listening and disagrees or agrees, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be out there on social media accepting your responses. But yeah, Bruce Newberry says Imbroglio's Neapolitan Mother Pizzeria.
Oh, no kidding. Ooh, that sounds good. And that is a great, pizza is great year round. We're talking about games, watching football games over the weekend, pizza always with games. And I was thinking about the ultimate comfort food when it comes to chilly weather as well. So that sounds really good. Did you grow up with a particular area that had their pride?
100%. In Westchester County, Mamaroneck, New York, there was a place that even in the 80s, when delivery became commonplace and what you needed to do to stay competitive, these guys did such brisk business and took their pie so seriously that they said, absolutely not. We'll never be delivery. You come to us. And that was Sal's Pizzeria in Mamaroneck. And to this day, people still take the Metro North from Manhattan up into Westchester, get off of Mamaroneck, and go get a pie.
Yeah.
Sales I mean, it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. They're well known.
Oh, but yeah.
I didn't know they don't deliver. I didn't know that at all.
And don't tell them how you want your pie either. Don't start with this well done, light on the cheese. They'll throw you right out the front door. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, that's right. It's like, if you are someone from Chicago and the deep dish pizza is known in Chicago, but I believe, do they take credit for actually being the first to
offer? This is another Bruce Newberry question.
Oh yeah, Bruce, if you're listening, the deep dish pizza, but they tell you what the deep dish pizza is, the authentic original deep dish pizza. So now that I'm hungry listening to all this, before we go on our break, I do want to mention that today's guest is Larry Heinkel, and he's a bankruptcy and tax attorney. And we're actually going to talk about what people believe is a myth, but is absolutely true. And that is that you can dissolve or discharge taxes in bankruptcy. So please stay tuned and come back from the break, and we'll get into that topic. Welcome back from the break. This is the Patty Gentile Show, and I am your host, Patty Gentile. And like I mentioned before the break, the topic today of discussion is how you can discharge taxes in a bankruptcy. And before we bring on our guest, attorney Larry Heinkel, he's a bankruptcy and tax attorney, and he'll be coming on right after our next break. What I want to share with you is when I learned that you can discharge taxes in a bankruptcy, it was around 30 years ago. And I had a client come to me, him and his wife, and he owed, at the time, around $250,000 of taxes, interest, and penalties for 2 years. Well, 3 years. It initially started as 3 years of tax debt, 3 years of tax debt. And the taxes, interest, and penalties at this point, after he had been paying a monthly installment agreement for the past 3 years of $2,500 a month, it only paid. It took 3 years at $2,500 a month to pay one of the three tax years off in full. So he had two more years remaining. It's still, the debt was around $250,000. And he was in his early 60s. And the IRS revenue officer contacted him. This is how he contacted me. Contacted him and wanted to raise the monthly installment agreement amount from $2,500 to $3,500 a month. And he was just beside himself because in his early 60s, he wasn't able to fund his retirement any further with this installment agreement plan. He had already been paying it for 3 years. And I want to say how this happened was he had a partner. He was a lawyer. He had a partner, and his partner stole money from the firm, unbeknownst to my client, and estimated income tax payments for both himself and his partner were not being paid. And then the next thing he knows, you know, 3 years of tax return filing happen, and none of this debt is being paid. It's a snowball effect. And of course, the partner is, of course, gone. And my client's left with this debt and not being able to fund his retirement at this point. If he keeps making these payments to pay up in full the last 2 years that he owed of back taxes, plus staying current, plus, of course, paying himself for his necessary living expenses and keeping the doors open of his law firm. So if anybody's been following, we had in our first show, our guest was Dan Pilla. And I mentioned that one of the first, actually the first tax resolution book I bought was authored by Dan Pilla and was called How to Get Tax Amnesty. In that book, there was a chapter on discharging taxes in bankruptcy and the different types of bankruptcy that was available for people. My client, we selected a bankruptcy attorney for my client to use. And I spoke with him because at the time I had not gone to law school yet. So I couldn't do the bankruptcy myself for my client. And this bankruptcy attorney says, you can't discharge taxes in a bankruptcy. And I said, you can, and I think my client qualifies. These are the rules, and I have qualified him according to the rules, and I think he qualifies, and let me fax him to you. And I faxed a page out of the chapter of Dan's book, and lo and behold, this attorney said, oh my God. And so he did his own due diligence and researched the federal bankruptcy code in the taxation area, verified what I had sent him out of Dan's book, and went ahead, filed the petition for my client, and also included on that petition, and you'll hear this in our discussion with Attorney Heinkel, that there's other forms of debt that you can include, of course, on your bankruptcy petition to help you really get, not only resolve your tax debt, but give yourself a fresh start and get out of your total debt and have a fresh start. And my client did this with credit cards that he had, credit card debt. He was able to discharge $250,000 of taxes, interest, and penalties with his credit card debt. And now he no longer was required to pay a monthly installment agreement amount of $2,500 amount that he'd been paying for 3 years, which the revenue officer wanted $3,500 a month. And he could actually take the $2,500 that he was used to paying and put that in his retirement. Instead of at 63 years old, 7 years later, he'd be 70 and paid all that tax debt. Now he funded his retirement. And what I want to say about what we were able to do to exonerate his wife from the tax debt, because they did file married filing jointly, is we filed an innocent spouse relief, and we were granted, she was exonerated. They accepted our innocent spouse relief. So before the break, I just want to mention again, we have a tax and bankruptcy attorney of over 40 years experience fighting the IRS, and his license plate actually reads BEAT IRS, B-E-A-T IRS. And when we come back from the break, we'll be speaking with attorney Larry Heinkel.
Struggling just for your customers to notice you?
Well, welcome back to the Patty Gentile Show. And in studio today, as I mentioned before the break, we have our special guest, attorney Larry Heinkel. So welcome, Larry. Thank you for being on.
Well, thank you. It's an honor that you've asked me to be on here, and I'm looking forward to this.
I had asked you to come on as a guest because of your years of experience as a bankruptcy attorney and specializing in the tax area. What are some of the most common misconceptions people have about using bankruptcy to resolve tax debt?
Most people, if you ask them, can you discharge taxes in bankruptcy? The answer is no. And the IRS doesn't publicize it either because they don't want people to know. And so it's just that most people and most bankruptcy attorneys either don't know that they can be discharged. I'm going to call them older income taxes, or they certainly don't know how to do it or what qualifies as older and dischargeable. So just that the general understanding out there in the public is that they're not dischargeable.
So since it's possible to discharge taxes in a bankruptcy, can you explain like the basic rules that determine, you know, whether a tax debt can be discharged in the bankruptcy?
The way I explain it is you got to be fair to the IRS. You got to give them a chance to collect before you can bankrupt. So there are certain rules. Like one is you have to file your tax return at least 2 years before you file bankruptcy. So when you file your return, the government has, just on this test alone, 2 years to try to collect. And that makes sense. You can't just file your return, you know, today. The IRS doesn't even know about it. And then you file bankruptcy and get rid of it. So you got to give the IRS a shot. So once you file your return, you have to wait 2 years. It also has to have been 3 years from when that return was due. Regardless of when you actually filed the return, when was it due, including extensions? So, you know, 2020 was due in 21, April 15 of 21. So you can't bankrupt that one any earlier than April 15 of 24. But if you file for an extension to October 15, then it's measured from October 15, 21. Add 3 years is October 15, 24. And then, you know, there are extensions granted by the IRS if your area was affected by a hurricane or a wildfire or a tornado. You know how people get a certain extension. You ignore those. And then the last one is if there was an audit adjustment. So you filed your return on time. It's been more than 2 years and more than 3 years. But the IRS audited you and assessed you more money. Has to have been at least 240 days from that audit adjustment. Oh, and then there can't be any fraud, which makes sense. Okay. Now you cannot bankrupt a trust fund recovery penalty. And if you haven't satisfied those tests, I'm going to call those newer income taxes. So if you came to me today or a client of yours and I did the research, I said, hey, they're not old enough. What do you do? Well, you can wait. If the IRS isn't bothering you, just wait. If the IRS is bothering you, work out a payment agreement. And what's the beautiful thing about bankruptcy is the solution that most people go for is an offer and compromise. And offer and compromise can be very good, but it only addresses the IRS. And there's a 5-year probation. You have to go the next 5 years, file your returns on time and pay them in full. So it's not really done for 5 years. With the bankruptcy, it resolves it immediately. And the bankruptcy, in most cases, can take care of state tax debts, credit card debts, medical bills, judgments, everything.
People get concerned, Larry, too, about filing a bankruptcy, and then they're worried about their credit score. And their credit score usually at this point, even if their only debt is a federal tax debt, if the IRS has filed a lien on you, that's already put your credit score very low. Is that been your experience when you're meeting with your clients?
Yes. And I will tell you, I have never had a client tell me they regretted filing bankruptcy. It changed their life. And as I explained to people right now, if you go to the bank, get a car loan, whatever, you owe the IRS $50,000 or $200,000 or whatever, and maybe you got some credit card debt. If you file bankruptcy and get rid of all that, yes, you have a bankruptcy on your record, but you don't owe anybody anything. You're still making good money. You can't file bankruptcy again for 8 years. I think your credit improves after bankruptcy.
That's excellent for people to know. That's very important for people to know. That being said, let's talk about, you know, have you discuss or define the different types of bankruptcy?
Sure. Well, briefly, Chapter 7 is known as the liquidation bankruptcy. Generally, what it means is, in a broad sense, you lose your assets, you wipe out your debts, and you get a fresh start. And that's generally the chapter you want to fall under. The Chapter 13 is you keep your assets and you come up with a plan and you pay what you can afford to pay to a trustee who pays your creditors over 5 years. So that's called the reorganization. The downside is you're in it for 5 years and subject to court supervision for 5 years. But if the plan that you come up with, you keep your assets. And then in the seven, when I say that you lose your assets, there are certain assets that are exempt from creditors and you get to keep. Now, this is state specific.
Actually, my understanding is that when you do file for the bankruptcy, the Chapter 13 is what's coming to mind. Penalties and interest on your tax debt stop accruing while you're in your repayment plan. Is that correct?
Yes. So what you have to do, Patty, is analyze each year separately as to when they become older and dischargeable. And that's the service that I provide for people around the country. You know, if I may say, if people want to reach me, it's LarryHeinkel@lawyer.com. Can I give my phone number real quick?
Sure.
727-490-7326. 727-490-7326. So I advise people around the country, it's a separate fee, to look at their tax debts and figure out when they're dischargeable. Are they dischargeable today or when you got to wait? And that analysis has to be done for each separate year. Okay. So if the tax debt is older, so it's dischargeable, so are the penalties and interest. If the debt is not dischargeable, neither are the penalties and interest. They're the same, with one tiny exception that's beyond the scope of what we're doing here. The people, the taxpayers that benefit most from bankruptcy fall in two categories. One, their income is a little higher, so it makes an offer and compromise kind of difficult because, as you know, how much you have to offer in an offer and compromise is largely dependent on your assets and how much you make. And the more you make, the more you got to offer, but they don't have it. Whereas in the bankruptcy, that doesn't factor in. So bankruptcy can be better for the people making a little bit more money. The other category is people that don't make a lot of money, but as a result, they don't have a lot of taxes and they got behind in their credit cards and maybe they got sick and they're in the hospital, they got medical bills, and the bankruptcy will take care of everything. So the magical question, Patty, is why aren't people filing bankruptcy more? Lack of education by the professionals. The accountants, the enrolled agents, and the CPAs don't know bankruptcy. And then the second reason might be they're not going to make money by filing bankruptcy, so maybe they're not going to recommend it. That's a little unethical, you know, but you should always, as I know you do, because you have an excellent reputation in our group. You should always put the client's needs and wants first, not yours. Like you call your radio show, Fighting the Good Fight, you know?
Yeah, that's...
You put your clients first. Yeah, that's why I'm writing this book and selling on Amazon, to try to educate more people. You know, oh my God, you mean I can get rid of the IRS and all this other stuff? Worst case in 5 years, you know?
Right, so. Right. Very important for people to know that there is another avenue for them to get a fresh start, not just in tax debt, but in any other type of debt. So what advice would you give someone who's really wondering now if this could be for them, and to get that, at least that initial analysis, like you're talking about, yeah, that where you start is the initial analysis to look at each tax year's debt along with other debt that they may have.
This will sound self-serving, but what they should do is call me. And the reason I say that is, I do a lot of speaking. Before COVID, I traveled around the country a lot giving seminars to bankruptcy attorneys, trying to teach them. So my concern is, and it's still shocking to me, that, you know, I can't say all, but a vast majority don't know how to do it.
Once again, just let people know how they can reach out to you, at least for this analysis. If nothing else, they'll know.
It's my direct dial number is 727-490-7326. 727-490-7326. And if they want to email me, it's larryheinkel@lawyer.com, no dot. And Heinkel is H-E-I-N-K-E-L.
Excellent. Larry, thank you so much.
Patty, I've enjoyed it. This has been great.
Welcome back, everyone, from the break. And I like to call this part of the show the Patty Gentile Show on WADK, 1540 AM in Newport, Rhode Island. Let me say the call numbers here. I don't want to neglect that. I called this segment, our last segment of the show, my coaching corner. And I wanted to follow through on the topic of the show, which has been around discharging taxes in bankruptcy. What always seems to stand out, if you've been listening in the past few shows, what tends to stand out here is how you can't seem to actually be able to take advantage of any type of tax resolution program, whether it's an offering compromise, an installment agreement, a hardship, a currently not collectible request, a bankruptcy, filing a bankruptcy, in order to resolve tax debt until you are filed, meaning you have to be in filing compliance no matter what. And I mentioned this in past shows and previous shows, if you haven't filed for years or a year, I don't care if you're behind on filing, and yes, it will be a late filed return if you are behind, you still need to file a tax return, let it be processed, and your official taxes, interest, and penalties assessed. So there is an assessment. There is a tax debt. There is a balance due on the record. Many things start with an official assessment. Many things, such as today's rules under whether you could qualify to file a petition in bankruptcy and include tax debt, there was a 3-year rule that Larry mentioned, and meaning the tax year that you have the debt that you want to report on that bankruptcy petition is 3 years from when the tax return was due, not when you filed it, even if you filed late, including if you placed it on extension, and extension's an automatic 6 months from April 15th to October 15th. It does not matter, and Larry brought this up today, it does not matter if you're under, currently your tax return is under a FEMA filing extension date. That's different from April 15th or October 15th. I recall that. I remember there was a state or two that had filing due dates coming up in this October because of the FEMA disaster relief. So when you're looking at 3 years that the tax year that you're filing, that you have debt you cannot pay and you want to include on a bankruptcy petition, has to be at least 3 years old to qualify for full discharge in a bankruptcy. It has to be at least 3 years old. That simply means 3 years from the legal due date, which we know to be April 15th, and plus if you did place it on extension, that would be 3 years from October 15th. So I want you to know that, because in the past 3 years, we have had a lot of natural disasters. And so you may have filed at different times under FEMA, the FEMA relief, but that's not how, or maybe you didn't file. We're talking about also if you late filed. So that's the rule you want to look at for each tax year. Is my tax year at least 3 years old, period? The two-year rule that Larry was discussing is that your tax debt on the year that you either need to still file or you have filed has to be at least 2 years old. So here's where the assessment comes in. Filing a return to actually have it processed and assessed that there is a tax debt on record. So that creates a creditor, the IRS or the state that you have to file in as well, that you may owe taxes, creates a tax debt with them. It makes them a creditor. The 240-day rule is really if there's a later assessment on that particular tax year. And what does that mean? An example that Larry brought up was in case your return was audited. Now, I have to say, I can't recall having, it's very rare, a tax return audited within 240 days that it's been filed. I have to say that. I just can't recall. It usually takes at least a year after you've filed, if not two, before you actually get a letter of examination. Tax return filing compliance is very important, and I can never say enough about making sure you get your returns filed, even if it's many years, current year on time. We've got October 15th extension due date next week. Get those returns in. And so to close out today, I just want to mention that you can listen to the Patty Gentile Show every Saturday evening at 6 Eastern Time and the replay on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on WADK.com. John actually uploads the weekend show every Monday to my Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile podcast. So anywhere you like to go to look up your podcast and find us on Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile and subscribe. That way you don't miss the show over the weekend. Please reach out to me also at newenglandtaxrelief.com. And contact me so we can schedule a complimentary telephone consultation. If you are having tax problems, tax difficulties, or you need to file. Let's talk about your tax situation. So I just want to thank you for listening. So thank you so much, everyone. And you enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, or your weekend. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.